Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's meditation here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Whew. Guys, we have an amazing meditation ahead, and we are going to do a short discussion prior to our meditation on having an image of yourself that is empowering and uplifting, and why it's so important to not look at maybe who you were in the past. Maybe you were someone who felt that you were happier back at a certain age, or you made more money back at a certain age, or whether your body was a certain physical type at a certain age, or looking back at maybe things that didn't go right. But it's so important for us to take our energy, especially during this COVID-19 time, to take our energy and focus it only in areas that are going to be productive and fruitful. And so one way to do that is to have an amazing, powerful image of yourself. It is energizing to wake up in the morning and to know that you are an incredible person and to feel that way. The way you start your day is significantly different from waking up in the morning and feeling self-defeated even before you get out of the bed. It is empowering and amazing to wake up in the morning and have an image of yourself as someone who is victorious and accomplishes things, as opposed to someone who wakes up in the morning and maybe has four things that they have to really get done before the day is over and wondering if they're ever able to accomplish it or if they even have the intellect or the energy to get it done. It's important that we have a powerful and an empowering image of ourselves, especially in COVID-19, where we're not around each other in the physical space as much as we used to be. Some of us may have even taken it for granted how much energy is transferred when you see someone, when you see a smile, when you get a pat on the back, even when you see just the movement of someone, the hair movement of someone, when you see someone running, when you see someone singing, when someone shares a laugh with you. All of that helps to infuel us and infuse us. And we're not around that as much anymore, right? And so it's important, even more so now, that our energy is used in a way that is going to fuel our day. We literally, and I want to be completely honest with this, right now in COVID-19, we literally do not have any energy to waste. Can you feel that? We literally do not have any energy to waste right now. We've got to make sure that all of our energy is used for something positive. Even if that is resting, we want to make sure that our energy is used for something positive. And so one way that I'm going to show you how to do that is by making sure that you have a powerful and empowering image of yourself. So without further ado, as always, we're going to start out with a little bit of spoken word to help clear our minds of anything that we've been thinking about from the day and to kind of reset our mind and heart for our discussion and meditation. It's going to be phenomenal. So without further ado, let's get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word.
Dear past mantra. Past, goodbye, shalom, and peace be unto your journey. Past, wherever your home is, I wish you a safe return there. Past, the here and now is where I am, is where life is. Joy, forgiveness, and acceptance here and now. I have chosen to leave the past behind. Repeat. Past. Goodbye. Shalom. And peace be unto your journey. Past. Wherever your home is, I wish you a safe return there. Past. The here and now is where I am. Is where life is. Joy, forgiveness, and acceptance. Here and now. I have chosen to leave. past behind.
Thank you for allowing me to share that piece with you. I am so excited for our meditation today. So I want to tell you why it's so important to meditate on an important and powerful image of yourself. And I want to share a quote with you. It's from Joyce Meyer, and it says this: God will bring you to your promised land, but first you have to let go of what lies behind. Joyce Meyer. God will bring you to your promised land, but first you have to let go of what lies behind. Joyce Meyer. I love this quote because anyone can take this into their mind as a deep food for thought. It's really difficult to run up one mountain while you're trying to drag another mountain behind you. It's really difficult once you've already run up a mountain to run down it, which is simpler, right, than going up when you're taking a mountain down with you from behind, right? You're creating unnecessary friction. That is the same thing that happens with the mind. The mind is saying, okay, I'm ready to run downhill. I'm excited for accomplishing X, Y, and Z. And then on the other hand, the mind is saying, I don't think that you're able to accomplish X, Y, and Z, and here's why. Or I want to focus your energy on A, B, and C from the past. Or I want you to focus on the negative part in this circumstance, which isn't going to produce anything positive. Realigning your mind and basically taking back control of your mind's energy is incredible, not only just for COVID-19, but having this tool in your toolbox for the rest of your life. You ever wake up in the morning and you say, man, I'm tired and I don't know why? Have you ever said that? Or maybe you, at the end of the day, have said, man, I just feel so exhausted, but I really didn't do that much. I don't know why. Mental energy is a very real thing, and it has to be equated into the equation. Even if you have not done a lot of physical activity, or maybe even if you've had 9, 10, 11, 12 hours of rest, it is actually very possible and plausible for you to be drained from mental energy, worries, stresses, thoughts. I even use the example of someone who really wants to shed 20 pounds in the future, right? But instead of focusing on the person that they're claiming they are, right? A person of health, a person potentially of fitness, a person who has an energetic lifestyle, they focus their energy on, man, I remember back in college when I was a size fill in the blank. Or looking back, oh man, I remember when I could fit into such and such pair of pants or such and such dress, right? So removing the energy from the place you want it to be and putting it in areas that, even though we may not realize it, depletes us from getting what we want, the very thing we want. And so today's meditation, I want you to know what's happening here in a very specific and simple way. Today's meditation is just all about refocusing that mental energy so that you are using it up, using it for, or saving it for when you need it most, for productivity and for fruitfulness. Yep, those are the two areas. Productivity and fruitfulness. Fruitfulness includes your rest. It includes your new ideas and creativity for your business or for your career. Fruitfulness consists of your financials and all of that. And productivity includes those day-to-day tasks, things that are actually important to get done, not the busy work. And so you want to have energy for the things that matter most to you in your life. Let's enter into meditation knowing that this is something of great importance, and let's enter into meditation thinking about that quote by Joyce Meyer and realizing that anything that we need to let go of, those old negative thoughts, those old habits, those old ideas, in this moment, we're leaving them behind, we're leaving them outside the door, we're walking into the room. And we have put all of those old negative thoughts, negative ideas, and negative things that sapped us of our energy, we're putting those things out of our house. I love it. So I hope you have that image with me as we come into this new place of meditation. I hope that you're sitting down in a safe place where you can focus completely and totally on you. Your hands can be in your lap or directly at your sides. Just make sure that your palms are facing upward in a place of receiving and openness. You can be sitting down or laying down on your back, whichever is most comfortable for you in this meditation. Breathe in, breathe out. Take a deep breath in, take a deep breath out. I want you to allowing your eyes to become softer, allowing your breathing to become naturally slower, taking the image of honey falling down from your neck to your shoulders, to your upper arm, to your elbow. You are allowing the honey to release any tension that you have in your face, neck, shoulders, and arms. Allowing that honey to fall right down your back, releasing any tension, any worries, allowing it to fall down with the honey. The honey takes any stress, any worries away. Relaxing your mid-back, lower back, hips, and thighs. Release. Breathe in. Breathe out. Allowing that honey to drip down your legs to your knees, to your calves, to your feet, to your toes. Taking every stress, every worry, every issue away. The honey has dripped down from the top of your head, down your forehead, down your eyes, down your nose, down your mouth, making your jaws completely relaxed. Moving the honey all the way down from the crown of your head, doing another full rinse down your body, taking every stress, every worry away, all the way down to the twinkle in your toes, removing every stress down your belly, down your pelvic, down your thighs, down your knees, down your calves, slowly dripping, taking the stress and the worry away. In this moment, I want you to keep your physical eyes closed, but I want you to open your mind's eye. And if you're a woman, I want you to picture a woman. And if you're a man, I want you to picture a man. And in this image, I want you to be able to put anything there that you need to be there. You know what it is that you desire in this season, or what you need in life right now. Qualities that would bring about the most peaceful day, the most productive and fruitful day that you need in this time. And so with that blank slate, that woman or that man standing in front of you, your physical eyes are closed, your mind's eyes are open. Put in to that person each quality that she needs. Each quality that he needs. Maybe she needs peace. Give it to her. Just like you're passing a bowl and she's opening her palm and receiving that bowl of peace. Once she grabs it, she has it. Maybe you need forgiveness. Give her forgiveness. Envision yourself handing her a bowl with her open palms. As your palms are open, she receives it and she has it. Maybe in your mind's eye, you need to give yourself self-confidence. Whatever it is, grab the bowl of self-confidence and give it to her. Anything that you need, you have. Your only responsibility in this meditation is to make sure that you pass it to her so that she receives it. Once she has it in her hands, it is hers. So what do you need today? In this safe place where everything is possible and you are the most powerful person in the room, what do you need today? What do you need? Maybe you need hope. Maybe there was something that you were longing for that you felt you would never get. Maybe you need hope that that thing is right where you need it to be. Take the bowl of hope and pass it to her. Maybe today you're realizing that you need rest. Maybe today you realize that you need rest, that your body wants to restore, to replenish, and to re-energize itself. Take that bowl of rest, pass it to her. Once she receives it, or he, it is hers or his. Maybe today you have decided that you are going to look forward from here on out, focusing only on the great things that you are going to accomplish. Maybe you have fitness goals and health goals. Maybe there's a specific image in your mind that you want to be. Take that. Take whatever it is that you need to accomplish that thing and pass it to her. I'm going to give you just a moment to think about all the things that you might need for the rest of this month. And I want you to take each bowl of what you need. You have everything that you need right here in this place, this safe place. All you have to do is pass it to her. I'm going to give you a moment to think on that. Everything you might need to get through this month successfully, productively, fruitfully. And just take that bowl and pass it to her or him. And allow her to receive it. Allow him to receive it. And once you give that thing over, it is hers. It is his. This is an image of you giving you what you need. Take this moment now. Okay, so now I want you to look at this person that you've handed all of these amazing qualities to. I want you to look at her. I want you to slowly walk around this person, walk around him or her slowly. Now you've given this person all the qualities that they need to be successful, to be fruitful, and to be productive. This month, everything that this person needs, you have given. Now, I want you to give this person the look, the image that they need. This image is not for onlookers or an audience. This is the image you need to see. This is the image you need to know. This is the image you need to be. I want you to create the image of this person now. The smile, the stance, the walk, how she holds her neck, how she holds her head. How do you see her? Maybe you have given her confidence, so you want to straighten her back just a little bit. Maybe you have given him peace, so you relax his face just a little bit. This image is important, not for your audience, not for onlookers. This image is important for you. This is the image that you will wake up and see in the morning of yourself. This is the image that will come to mind when someone asks you, "Do you think you're really capable of doing this?" This is the image that you will see when you question yourself of your capability. This is the image you will remind yourself with. This is the image that keeps you strong. This is the image that is the truest image of you. This is the image that you create, and this is the image that you are. Whatever needs to be there for you to function at your highest self, whatever qualities that you needed, you've put there. But now for you to believe it, what image needs to be present for you to say, yes, she has everything she needs. He has everything he needs. How do you need to see yourself to believe it? What words do you need to say out loud to her or to him so that she is okay to get through the rest of this month? I'm going to give you a moment to do this, to mold and craft this image, and to maybe even ask God for guidance to show you something you may be overlooking that is so incredible about this person. But in this time, as you mold and craft this image, be bold and courageous to also say whatever it is you need to say to this person, this you that you are looking at through your mind's eyes. Maybe you need to tell him that everything is going to work out financially and that he's going to end this year better than he ended the last. Maybe you need to tell her that the things that people said to her earlier this year or last year are wrong and that she is beautifully and wonderfully made. Maybe you need to tell her something very special that only she needs to hear. Maybe he just needs to hear that he's okay. You know the person that you're looking at. Be bold and courageous as you mold and create this image that you need to see. Be bold and courageous and tell her or him what he or she needs to hear. I want you to just take a breath with me. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in for 7. Breathe out for 7. A deep breath in for 7. And breathe out. As your physical eyes are closed, but your mind's eyes are open, this person that you've visualized, in the next 3 seconds, I want you to step into this person. You are in a safe place, and there is nothing but good here. 1, 2, 3. Step in. As you reacclimate yourself to this new belief system, these new qualities and this new image, and I want you to continue to radiate. So as you have stepped into this new person and experience these new qualities, this new belief system, this new understanding, I hope that you're also experiencing a lot of love right now. As you've stepped into this person that has all the tools he or she needs, has all the qualities he or she needs, I want you to experience what that feels like. I want you to hold on to that feeling right now and keep it, because you are her. You are him. and you have everything that you need. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And stay connected with me, guys, on Instagram at MC_MindBodyMinistries. I would love to connect with you there. And if you've enjoyed today's discussion, please share it with 2 friends. Let's get the word out. And leave a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. This helps us share more of the healing room with other families who may need it too. So, until next time, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.